The gut.
Okay, something you just said earlier, that another name for the intestines. And the
chitin, yeah.
Okay. When you hear a cow mooing and your horse's name?
Nickum.
Okay. And you say, gee, I didn't realize it was so late. It's right on to...
Time to feed.
Okay. Now, in terms of calling cows, to make them stand still during milking, what might you say? Do you remember some of those terms that you would call out? For dairy cows.
I don't recall that now.
It's when you want them to come in from pasture, isn't that what you call it?
Well, just, most of the time you just call in a loud voice,
you know,
maybe not in particular,
the call that you might give, would you say any particular kind of phrase? Or what about calling a cat? Any particular thing for that?
Come on, Kevin.
I guess it would be about the term used for that.
How about a call to a horse or a mule and make him turn left or right when plowing?
Yeah, that's a R&G.
Okay. And what about when you're calling the horses and trying to get them to come in from pasture?
Well, ordinarily you just call them by their name, I guess, in a loud voice. Come on. John, or whatever horse his name might be.
Okay. Now, if you want the horse to just to stop, you'd say,
ooh.
When you call a pig, when you're feeding them particularly.
Piggy.
Okay. If you call a sheep, what would you say? I'm trying to get them from pasture.
I don't know what you'd use for that, and that'd be bye-bye.
Okay. What about when you're calling chickens in to feed them?
Chick.
Okay.
Yep.
If you want to get the horse ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to...
Gear him up.
Okay.
You ready to go?
When you're plowing, what do you call the things that you guide the mules with?
The reins.
Okay.
A line.
Okay. What do you put your feet into when you're riding on...
Sure.
When you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the front?
The lead horse, I guess.
If something is not right near at hand, you say, it's just a little...
Oh, a little over, just a little over to the left or right.
Okay. You're speaking about a young boy, and you say, now that boy is spoiled. When he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble.
Good problem.
Or he'll have trouble like it's...
Like his father or mother?
Okay. Now, what do you call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
Furrow.
If out there in the field you have a good yield, you say, we raised a big...
Crop.
Okay. And if you want to get rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what to it?
Burned it, or raked it, burned it.
Okay, or as you, before you even did that, you'd say, you cut all the down,
yeah,
and doing that, you...
Cleared the ground.
Okay. Now, the second cutting of clover or grass, regarding that, what do you call the old dry, dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
Stubble.
When you tie wheat up, you tie it into a...
Sheath.
The bundle or sheaves are piled up into a